Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Fantastic Monday afternoon. My goodness, what 8 days before Christmas Eve, before we're visited by jolly old Saint Nick here vibing in the zone of LOTO Radio. Hope everyone had a fantabulous weekend. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you, of course, to Tanir. Tanir, thank you so much for joining us last week. And family, be sure to purchase our new hit single, Need Your Love, available as we speak via iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this very gifted vocalist, not a singer, gifted vocalist, and she goes by the name of Arlene Zelena, Lord have mercy. New hit single, Dream of Me, which we do all the time. So on behalf of the Zone and the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented Arlene Zelena. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good. What a compliment. I love the introduction.
we always aim to please, my love. And I'm going to tell you, it's very rare for me to say this. I'm a huge fan of yours. Your voice is eclectic and it is soft as a baby's skin. Lord have mercy. You can really, really, truly sing.
So wonderful to hear. And I love when people love to listen to amazing music and really appreciate my voice. So that is the biggest compliment ever.
Well, you know what? The only issue that I have, and it's a small faux pas. Now you bless us with a slice of cheese. You're blessing us with a slice of cheesecake with Dream of Me. When can we expect a full course dinner, an EP, an album? What can we expect in 2019? It's just around the corner.
Yes. Well, it's all under works at the moment. So I'm kind of working on, you know, this was a really big transition for me. Previously, I'd done a lot of songs that are a bit more in the like strictly pop genre, and I kind of moved more into that R&B soulful kind of vibe. And so I'm excited to take this whole EP into a new direction, and hopefully early 2019 we'll have a bunch of new music, so it's going to be really fun.
Now you heard it here first, family. The princess has spoken. Early 2019 we can definitely look for some new music. And for those out there who are tuning in, it's a beautiful experience. We're going to bring in all the positive and leave all the negative. We're streaming live via iHeartRadio and also on Spotify. And remember, to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by Arlene's official website. That's at www.arlenezelina.com. Again, your voice is incredible. And the first time I listened to Dream of Me, I said, my goodness. And I said, you know what? She hasn't even begun to tap into how much she can elevate her vocal prowess. Where do you feel right now in your career? Where do you feel you're at right now vocally?
I feel like over the past few years, I've really come into my voice, and it's such a cliche thing to say, but I really just feel like I'm becoming my own person. And with that means that I have this maturity in my voice. So I feel like I'm kind of honestly almost at the beginning of what I'm capable of, and I'm excited for that prospect. I know I can push my vocals so much more than I have right now. So I'm kind of excited to explore, you know, my vocal abilities and the different types of songs I can sing and different genres. So yeah, I think I'm excited to kind of really give this a red hot go.
Well, we're definitely excited for you. And, you know, I've always said there's a major difference between being a singer and a vocalist. Being a vocalist, you have the ability to touch people in a manner where you can take a song, especially if you're singing someone else's song, and make it your own and invoke so much passion, so much vulnerability, so much transparency. And that's the vibe that I get from you. I've seen my staff, and I want to say kudos to my staff. I know I'm very hard on them a lot of time, but I'm serious when it comes to music. And seeing videos of you sing and perform, and just seeing you when you sing, you just don't sing. You make it your own, and you invoke so much passion. What is it like for you to exude that much passion and that much transparency in a performance?
I mean, firstly, huge compliment. And I grew up with listening to the, you know, the biggest American divas, from Celine to Mariah to Whitney. And so that to me was music. And it was when it was like super vocally driven songs that really touched me. And so I kind of wanted to pursue that and do the same that they did to people. And so I love when I'm able to put as much emotion and feelings into a song. And for people to actually resonate with that is such a big deal. But it makes me feel amazing when I get to put my heart and soul into something and genuinely feel it and just really feel it. So the fact that other people can feel it too is my ultimate goal in life. For someone to feel an emotion when I sing is just the best feeling in the entire world. So, again, that is just like the biggest compliment to me that you're able to say that and genuinely mean it.
Oh, yeah. It resonates with your music. I mean, when I listen to artists, you know, I grew up in a time where music was everything. The artists they had the ability to speak to the listener. Whatever we were going through, that artist was able to, they had the ability to understand, because they were going through the same thing. They allowed themselves to bring whatever they were going through in their personal life. They allowed it to be used or incorporate in the music, and it resonated because it was real. And that's the vibe that I get from you in your music. What are some of the things that you would like to do as, not just as an artist, but as a songwriter, to be able to challenge yourself to incorporate more of your personal experiences into your music as far as your writing is concerned?
Absolutely. So I think, again, over the past few years, my development has just kind of taken off on the songwriting perspective and in the singing perspective. I think I wasn't really truly able to open up and be very vulnerable in songwriting situations. And, you know, these past couple of years, I think I've been through, a few different experiences that have really helped me open up. And also being like a woman in this day and age and the support we're getting right now makes me feel so confident and excited. And be okay to be super vulnerable. Like, I love being transparent and honest. And the more I do that, the more people actually relate to it. Because in the end, we're all human beings. We all have flaws. We all go through heartbreak. We go through really crazy experiences. And so the more I can write about that and the more I can get really detailed into it, the more I think, you know, it'll translate with audiences. And I love listening to songwriters that genuinely tell true stories. Like, even going back when I was younger, listening to Lily Allen, she would just literally spell out experiences, you know, and everything she talked about was just honest and true. So there are so many, you know, songwriters that I aspire to work with and write with. So I think this, you know, next year is going to be a very exciting time for me.
You know, I've always said that to get the true essence of an artist, you have to be comfortable in your own skin. Once you be comfortable with who you are, the sky's the limit. You're able to accomplish anything. You're able to challenge yourself to be greater. For you, what are some of the expectations that you have set for yourself for 2019?
I think there's kind of, like you said, is to be my true self. It's very hard. It's very easy to say, oh, I'm 100% authentic and I'm 100% me. But I really, really want to mean that. And it's a growing, you know, it takes time and it is a process to be able to do that. But I think my big goal is just to be 100% true to myself and to just push my boundaries a bit and kind of experiment and explore different genres and kind of grasp different genres and put them all into my sound. Just really just pushing my boundaries for 2019 is my big thing. So I'm excited to try that. I don't know what that means yet, but I'm really excited to try it.
Well, you know what? The possibilities are endless, and I see a lot of great things on the horizon for you. But I've also noticed has been brought to my attention that the camera truly loves you, and you truly love the camera. My goodness. You truly love the camera. As far as the, because fashion and music have always gone hand in hand. They see the yin and yang, you know, my sushi to my wasabi, so to speak. Do you foresee in the future of possibly doing some modeling, even doing some television?
Oh, I would love to do television and love to do anything in front of the camera. Okay. When I was younger, I've done, you know, quite a few movies as being an extra on TV shows. I've really dabbled in a whole bunch of different, like, performing arts areas. And so, I love being on camera, so I would love to do that.
Okay. It's nothing wrong with that. That means that's confidence. Hey, look, I love being in front of the camera, and it exudes that kind of confidence. Again, like we just touched upon earlier about becoming comfortable in one's skin. You've gotten a lot of feedback, a lot of positive feedback, so much love, a lot of adulation. And I know a lot of times for an artist, especially an independent artist, it can be somewhat overwhelming because people demand so much of your time. How have you managed to deal with balance your personal life and also your business? Because music, at the end of the day, it is business. So how have you been able to manage both?
Definitely a learning curve. It's something that there's no textbook about. You know, mathematics, 1 + 1 = 2. It's black and white. But when it comes to music and the whole music industry, there really is no rule book. And it's ever changing with the introduction of social media, with the introduction of, you know, technology in general. And so I think it's really understanding what your priorities are. And if it is music and if it is, you know, singing, it's going with that full force, but also just being cognizant that you want to live every day almost like it's your last, and to not just be focused so far on one thing that you forget about your personal life, or you forget about business, or you forget about different aspects. So I think I personally have done a good job to, you know, still have an amazing personal life with my friends and my family and keep them in the loop, but also be able to push as much as I can with my music. So I think it really is just experimenting with what works for you. Some people love being, you know, more social, and some people don't. So I love social. I love partying, and I love going out.
You know what? I'm fine with it. As long as you're able to maintain a balance, because I know, I say again, it can be very challenging trying to maintain a balance of having a personal life, because you developed a circle of friends and family who were there before you became out there that you, as far as creating a name or buzz for yourself, and you try to maintain what's real and what's not real, because people have a tendency in this industry to tell you that you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and then you kind of lose who you are as an artist.
Being an independent artist,
what are some of the positives of being an independent, and what are some of the, I'll use negatives, what are some of the drawbacks of being an independent artist? What are some of the drawbacks?
I think some of the positives of being an independent artist is that you have complete control of who you are and who you want to be. And I think that is so essential in this day and age, just because you are your own voice, and you are the one person that knows exactly who you are and who you want to be. And so being able to be expressive and not have so many people come at me and say, you can't do this, you can't do that, and just really trying different things is something I'm so grateful for as an independent artist. I think the challenge is obviously the resources and the funding behind different projects. You know, there are so many ideas that I have, including, you know, my YouTube channel and like building that out. There are a lot of things I would love to do that do take a little bit more time, resources, money, funding, everything like that, that I don't have as much access to as I would if I was, you know, signed to a large label. But, you know, one day we're going to get there independently. We'll see what happens.
Speaking of being signed to a major label, they're good and not so good, because a lot of times they have a tendency to try to turn you into something that you're not. What would be some of the stipulations that you would have as an artist if a major label approached you? Because I know it will happen sooner than later. What would be some of the major stipulations that you would say, hey, look, this is what I will do and this is what I won't do in order for you to sign with a major label?
Big question. I think still remaining in control a lot of aspects of my career and being able to make my own decisions is a huge deal for me. Because I've been independent for so long, I'm used to that. And so I think the transition to someone else taking over everything I'm doing would be very, very difficult for me. I'm so open to people teaching me things or people assisting or helping me in certain areas. I love working creatively with different people, but I think just still being in control of my identity and kind of the direction I would want to go would be kind of, you know, where my line would be drawn.
Right, because they have a tendency, they want to control you like a puppet. And a lot of times where I've had the pleasure of conversing with a lot of incredible female vocalists like yourself, and the first thing they tell me, Teddy Bear, you know, when you sign with a label, they want to put the emphasis on sex, creating a certain type of silhouette of who I am. Like, wait a minute, that's not who I am. First and foremost, I'm an artist. I create.
Yep.
Allow my vocal ability, allow my artistry to stand out and not base everything on sexual or my sexuality. For you, I know that can be challenging because you are a very captivating looking young woman. So how do you kind of separate the ones who are really there for you as an artist from the ones who are trying to get something from you?
Yeah, I think I've always prided myself on being or understanding different human beings and their personalities and what they want from me.
Right.
I think just instincts and your gut are the biggest things ever. Just knowing and being able to stick to your guns too, just knowing who you are and like what you want and not breaking down those walls. I would never, ever give up my sexuality or give up anything for a service or someone coming in to help me. Like, that's not my personality, and I will never, ever do that. It is, however, very challenging because I have encountered so many different experiences and so many different times where I will be in a room with a bunch of guys or be in a room with, you know, girls and guys, and I just see things that aren't necessarily things I agree with, but I will always be the one to stick to my guns in those situations because I just will never, ever kind of put myself in a place where it jeopardizes who I am as a human being.
I'm so glad you said that because a lot of people on the outside looking in, they see, you know, the glitz and glamour, but they don't understand the things that take place behind the scenes in this industry. Yeah. Like you said, you stick to your guns with your dignity and your character, and most importantly, your integrity can be very taboo. That word can be very taboo in this industry when you say, I have integrity. And people want to challenge that integrity all the time. And I'm so pleased that you're sticking to your guns with that. And I'm going to tell you something. Dream of me, Lord, have mercy. I said, wait a minute. Let me just kind of sit back and just take it all in a little bit. My goodness. I mean, I've heard and listened to a lot of songs over the years, and I'm going to tell you something. The way that you just really incorporated your emotions, your vocals in this song is simply incredible. What made you decide to do this particular song, and what was your thought process when you went into the studio and you started recording this?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working with a certain producer, his name is Adrian, and we'd kind of been working together on a few different tracks, and he'd kind of brought to me a few different styles and a few different genres, and nothing really was resonating to me until I kind of heard this song. And when I heard this, I was like, I'm feeling it. I feel great. And I need to write this. It just has this really kind of nostalgic, like R&B element to it that I so love. I grew up on that stuff. And so I was like, this is it. I need to write to this. And so then I started writing with a couple of my writing partners who were some of my best friends. And being able to write with some of your best friends is the best experience ever, because that's when you can be 100% vulnerable. They know who you are, and you can be very open. And so we kind of just started talking about, you know, the essence of being a single woman in this day and age, and specifically in LA where I'm living at the moment. And so we're kind of getting it, you know, got into this whole discussion about, you know, self-exploration and the concepts of love and lust, and like, you know, sometimes it's okay not to fall in love, but instead indulge in that feeling of lust. And I wanted, you know, to be able to sing a song that made me feel empowered to explore my imagination or sexuality on my own terms, and, you know, be confident and unapologetically myself. So that's kind of where it stemmed from. It really, it's kind of a song for the ladies. So.
Well, you know what? Love and lust both have four letters, but entirely different meanings. And the way that you were able to enable yourself to really show that kind of transparency is simply incredible. So far be it for the teddy bear to deny the many listeners out there of some real music. So let's get into it. From the very talented Arlene Celia, her new hit single, of course, Dream of Me, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
You believe I do what you dare. Now we're alone, sweat and cologne. Pretend when I eat, but we're setting the tone. Touch move down my neck, keep my breath in check. Your silhouette framed by lights. I promise the ship won't wreck. Leave our fears below. This ride goes fast and slow. We're taking it to new heights. Don't look and just let go. Get up the cliff, I'm for lust. Drown out the bottom of love, but if the feeling's right, then I don't mind falling. Try not to hold back on us. We're doing it all just because we're living out the dream of me tonight.
talented Arlene Zelina with her new hit single, Dream of Me, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by Arlene's official website at www.arlenezelina.com. Also on Twitter and Instagram, @ArleneZelina. I must ask, you have done quite a bit in your very short period of time, different cover songs. Which cover song that you did really stands out among anything else that you just completely threw yourself into?
Oh, I think, when I started this, one of the first videos I did, I didn't do it as like a cover track. And I actually created All I Want for Christmas Is You, which is perfect timing right now. It was probably 7 years ago. And I made it as a video to my friends and family. And it just kind of had all my friends in it, and it was a fun video. And then after doing that, I was like, this is really cool. I think I might continue doing it. And so the first big hit that I had was Moves Like Jagger. That was so much fun. We went down to Venice Beach. We got a bunch of random people on the boardwalk, and we did dancing with them. We did a whole bunch of things with them. And that got over 14 million hits. And so that went really well. And then after that, I started really loving when I was able to take, you know, a really fast pop song or like a house song and be able to turn that into a ballad, or the opposite way around, you know, turn something slow into something fast. Now, some of the songs, like I did a David Guetta Sia She-Wolf, I think that was maybe 4 years ago. That was one of my favorites, where I could just take something so dance and turn it into something emotional. That's kind of my favorite.
You know, each great artist has had their, I quote unquote, like say an albatross. You had the Rolling Stones, you had the Beatles with their Sgt. Pepper album, Michael Jackson, Thriller, Prince, Purple Rain. What do you see for yourself in the next 5 years? What is something that you would really want to create that you can look upon when you look back and say, man, that was really magical. I really did something very, very special and very unique.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge question. I think I do want to do something that is meaningful to me and meaningful to other people. And so I know that songs that are created don't resonate with everyone, but even if it was just a few people or a certain amount of people that just loved and felt something at that time and will always remember that song, that's my ultimate goal, is to kind of give people a 5-minute break from their life to take them on an emotional journey and for them to have fun or to cry or to laugh. Being able to take people out of their heads or their spaces just for that small amount of time is kind of my main goal. Get people excited. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you could get in a time machine and go back 7 years ago, what would the Arlene Zelina today say to the Arlene Zelina 7 years ago? What would you do if you just had an opportunity just to sit down and have a conversation with her? What would you say to her?
Wow. I think just, you know, a blanket rule of everything will always work out. There is always going to be times that will be tough. There's going to be decisions that you have to make that you're not 100% sure about or you're confused by, but know that you'll get to a point where everything works out for a reason. And that's kind of a comforting thing. You know, if it hasn't worked out yet, it's not the end, not the end of the journey. So, and it's just persistence and motivation and excitement about it. Like, never, ever lose the drive to do what you love. And if you keep doing that, I think, you know, it'll always work out for the best. If you're so passionate about everything you do all the time, it will work out.
You know, you touched upon something earlier about friends and family. We, all of us, mere mortals, we have our good days and we have our not so good days. What has it meant to you to have that kind of moral support and stability from friends that you've grown up with, that you have encountered, that have been there from day one when you're not feeling that good, when you're not that happy that day, where they've been there to kind of cheer you up and just motivate you and say, hey, look, what you're doing is fantastic. Keep going. What has that meant to you?
That honestly is what will get me through any bad day when it comes to music specifically. I think there's always times in a musician's life where you lose faith in your abilities, or you're not sure if you're on the right direction, or you're confused by the songs you're creating or your performances. You will always question a lot of things that you're doing. And just knowing that your friends and family and your closest loved ones around you support everything you're doing and they keep you motivated is everything. If I didn't have my support system or network, I don't think I really would be where I'm at today, because you do need reassurance and you need guidance from other people. Otherwise, you can really get into your head a lot. So I'm just so grateful for my friends and family. I love them a lot.
We get in our own head. Wow, that sounds familiar.
Mm.
We do. That could be our greatest obstacle. We get in our own head. Yeah. It's like you start questioning ourselves. Said I did that. Maybe I should have did it this way. I know you're your own worst critic. I know you're your own worst critic. For you... Do you have an idea as far as any particular producers that you would like to work with in the near future? Someone that you say, hey, I really admire that person. I think they can possibly bring something out of me that I haven't tapped into yet.
Oh, I think, I don't know if I can name anyone off the top of my head right now, but I would love to kind of work with, you know, traditionalists, almost like a David Foster style of person who has been in the industry for so long and kind of dabbles more in that Whitney and Mariah area, and then someone that's completely hip-hop and someone that's almost jazz, just to explore different elements of my voice and kind of experiment with different genres. That's one of my big goals, is to be able to incorporate different elements of different genres or even different essences from different parts of the world, you know, having this beautiful Indian sound mixed in with like a really cool US hip hop, I think would be an amazing thing to do. Just kind of cross-cultural music would be amazing. So, yeah.
It's great to think that way because you have a vision, because I don't want to be put in a box. I want to be able to challenge myself and explore different variations of music and the concept of music. That's what makes, just like jazz, that's one of the things I've always loved about jazz, because you can explore. There's no limit to the amount of experimentation that you can do. And that's beautiful. I'm glad you already have that embedded in your heart to do something like that. And speaking of heart, have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Lord have mercy. You did a wonderful job on that, my love. We've had a lot of different artists over the years to put their own certain interpretations on that particular song, but you completely did something different and it's set apart. You did a wonderful job. So what was the vibe going in and doing it? Because you did it live. That's what blew my mind. I said, wait a minute. She did it live, which is very rare. So what was the thought process on coming up with that decision and actually do that live?
Well, this particular song, we actually did a couple of recordings. I only did two. I did two recordings for this song. And it, to me, Christmas is honestly the most magical time of the year. And it just represents friends, family, love, happiness, excitement. And so anytime I get to sing a Christmas song, it just gives me the warm and fuzzies inside. So it was an easy decision for me to be able to do a Christmas song. And then this specific one, you know, Christina Aguilera killed it. So I was like, I'm going to give this a go. I'm going to really try this. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Well, let's get into it. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. Christina Aguilera has a beautiful voice. But look, you're right up there. And again, you haven't even begun to scratch the surface of what you're capable of doing. And I'm so glad. This is a Teddy Bear last show for 2018. And I am so thoroughly pleased to have this very talented Arlene Zelina on the show with us. So while we're here vibing, let's get lost with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from the very talented Arlene Zelina here in the zone of LOTO.
Christmas, Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Oh, 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 yeah. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay, yeah. From now on, your troubles will be miles away. Away, yeah. Here we are, held in golden days.
Christmas, yes, Lord, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. And remember, family, again, to get all the latest updates, be sure not only to visit our website, but hey, you got to support great music. And this young lady is an exceptional artist. Remember, at www.arlenezelina.com, also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, / Arlene Zelina. Princess, it has been an honor to have you on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. Hopefully, in 2019, you will bring your very talented self down here to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio. I think the world of you, and it's truly wonderful to see someone that has managed to really respect the artistry of what music represents, and I can see only great things for you in Horizon. So just keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you so, so, so much. You've been amazing. I've loved talking to you. I'll definitely take you up on your set offer and come down to Houston and meet you guys.
I'm gonna hold you to that, okay?
Yeah.
Stay sweet, my love, and we can compete consistently, okay? All right. The very talented Arlene Zelina here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Family, it has been an incredible 2018. First and foremost, I want to thank everyone. It's been, almost 10 years. It's been 10 years. I want to send out a very special thank you to all the supporters who have, from the beginning, the ones that have vibed with me and stuck by me through thick and thin. It has been an honor and a privilege to be on the air. It's been a beautiful experience. I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would actually have the opportunity to be on the radio and converse with some of the most incredible artists on this planet, and to actually cultivate friendships with these artists. There are times where I've sat in my living room and I've looked at different shows, whether it be Unsung or old recaps of Soul Train. I say, wow, I know this person. I can pick up the phone and call them and have conversations with them. It's been a mind. Sometimes I have to kind of pinch myself and just kind of, wow, this, you know, it's been incredible. It's amazing that I've always, I remember my my mom and dad used to tell me that everyone has their own, we have our own niche. It's just about finding the niche. And I remember many times growing up in South Central Los Angeles where we would listen to the radio. For me, listen to the radio on Fridays and Saturday night, you know, listen to 103.5, you know, the Quiet Storm, KACE, which no longer exists anymore, and just listening to different artists come on there, listening to the disc jockey, putting the listeners in a vibe where everything was just cool, just real mellow. Some of your great music, whether it was Tower of Power, the OJs, the Elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Spinners, the Stylistics, just growing up listening, Chaka Khan, Rufus and Chaka Khan, just listening to all these great artists, the Manhattans, man, the list goes on and on and on, and just sit there and kind of daydreaming and say, what would it be like to actually be in a recording studio or just being in a studio and being able to sit down with these incredible artists and just kind of pick their brains as far as what was the thought process going into making this particular album or making these songs, what kind of personal journey were you on, you know, and then to actually see this come to fruition where you sitting down and having a conversation with the great Eddie LaVert or, or, oh my God, let's go. Phil Perry, the late great George Duke, Bobby Caldwell, Miles J, Melissa Morgan. My goodness, the list goes the list goes on and on. Aaliyah Adams, to sit down and just converse with these people and just, man, it's just like a dream come true for me. So I want to thank everyone. I want to thank all the artists for giving me an opportunity to provide a platform, a format, because I did all this for you because I have so much love and so much respect for you and the music, because that was our soundtrack. From a kid growing up in South Central Los Angeles, that was our soundtrack. I want to thank my right hand. I want to thank Tammy Wilson, my program director. I want to thank her for putting me in the right frame of mind to keep continually doing this and, yeah, setting me straight. And I love you to death for doing it. And I thank my staff for being here and supporting me all the way. But again, without the listeners, without you, there's no me. So enough talking. We got about 15 minutes before we end 2018. Jolly old St. Nick is right around the corner. But while I got you here, safe and sound, cuddly and cozy like Linus's blanket, is it okay? While I got, can you vibe with the teddy bear for just a little while longer with my mentor, the late great Barry White? I get off on you. Yes, I do. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Different. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, baby. And to me, you're different as night and day from all the rest. There's not a lot of things that can excite me, ignite me, my wildest dreams. Someone like you is all I need. The many things that you possess, girl, you're out front from all the rest. Have mercy. it's like sometimes when you're doing something that's such a groove, it's hard to believe that you're really there doing it. You're doing it. Baby, don't stop. I swear, don't stop.
A double dose from the maestro, Barry White. I'm gonna love you just a little bit more while we're vibing here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Again, want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Arlene Zelina. Thank you so much, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, her new hit single, Dream of Me, Lord. Have mercy. I see a lot of great things on the horizon for this very talented artist. And remember to get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website at www.arlenezelina.com. Also, you can get your weather on Twitter, Spotify, Instagram, Facebook. Please support these great independent artists out there. 1:59, actually heading to the 2 o'clock hour p.m. Central Standard Time. Here in beautiful downtown Houston, Lord have mercy. 2018 is coming to a quick end. Jolly old St. Nick bringing all his goodies for those who have been naughty and some who have been nice. Lord. But while I got you here, safe and sound, comfy and cozy, like Linus's blanket on a smooth, Lord have mercy, Monday afternoon. My program director always tells me, Teddy Bear, you know what your problem is? I said, no, tell me, sweetheart, what my problem is. What can it be? You put so much emphasis on being a people pleaser. Lord have mercy. Andy Allo, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Do what it is. get so much time. Yes, they like me, they expect me to be there at a drop of a dime. Well, I changed my mind. Used to be a people pleaser, but I had to change my mind. I used to be a midnight teaser, but I just want to take my time.
Superconductor here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. Hey, no need to fear. If you didn't hear the broadcast, we got you covered. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone. Go to iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Podbean, you name it. We got you covered. Type in these words. LOTL, the zone. So it is written, so it shall be done. Well, it's my time. Got to go. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the, you know what I mean. I want everyone to have a fantabulous day, a wonderful Christmas. May all your dreams and goals and ambitions come through and be true in 2019. As my man, the great American poet, once said, keep reaching for the stars, but I like it better. I like this better. Maurice White, keep your head to the sky. We're going to close it with one of my favorite artists and a good friend of the show, the great Mr. Bobby Caldwell, with What You Won't Do for Love. As I give in to you, my cup runneth over. God bless. And as in always, keep it soulful while you're vibing here in the zone. Lord, have mercy.
What I would not do. Make me do for love.